This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time. In the age of wonder, you're about to see the return into the world,
another world
of the resistance.
Another time.
Felix
slams the screen and
I felt it at 4 a.m. this morning.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
If we make the right choice in the coming days and weeks, if we stand up and decide we want justice, we're going to get it. It's a choice, spiritual choice in this universe. If we don't, God help us. Because evil is going to be turned loose in the land. The decadent, disconnected from reality, evil ones in New York and other areas that have been put in power that think our children are some throwaway toy for their enjoyment, to violate the young. I'd love to be put in a room with them. I take on 20 of these globalists. They can all have battle axes. I get one too. We'll see who's left standing. I don't say that to act tough, folks. I just have so much energy to go against them, and I can't even figure out the ways intellectually to beat them that I burn with anger at myself that I'm not strong enough to absolutely destroy these people. That's why I love when they threaten me or attack me like, I care what you do, you big bloated pedophiles. But here's the good thing about it. God hates you 1,000 times more than I do, and you're going to get it. And there is a God, and you know it, and it's why you hate God. Doug Hagman, of the great work you do with the Northeast Intelligence Network, I appreciate you. It's a big deal that I knew the FBI was talking about press conferences and stuff wasn't done. I didn't realize it was the NYPD that started it all. That's now confirmed by a very credible source who wouldn't stick his head up if it wasn't an emergency situation. The guy's been in hiding for 5 years. He's never even seen anymore. Eric Prince. So we're right here down to the wire. They're talking about Al-Qaeda. That's AP Reuters attacking during the, or ISIS attacking during the, I just default to the real name, during this whole election. What's your gut tell you? What's your intel on that? What are they going to try to pull? Because clearly Trump's got a landslide, and they're, you know, they're trying to cover that up.
Well, don't forget, 9/11/2001 was an election day in New York City. I think that ISIS or Al-Qaeda, the group that was really created by our own government, criminal elements within our own government, Hillary Clinton, to be precise, as well as those.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't kill Bin Laden. It turns out the Clintons actually helped set it up. That's why they protected today.
Yep. Yeah. To your question about the events here in the United States, I would not look. Anything can happen, and I would be extremely remiss if I didn't say prepare for the worst, pray for the best. But I'll just say this. When these people are desperate, and they are desperate right now, they're capable of anything. And I do see something taking place to get our minds and eyes off of what we were just talking about.
Just imagine being a kidnapped kid, and that door opens, and in comes walk you know who. God, with that big Joker smile saying, it's... Woo. You imagine that, Doug?
Yeah. You know what, Alex? Yeah, I mean, it's been a very emotional time for me, is seeing what I've seen. And not knowing exactly the extent, but hearing of the extent of what's out there, I just pray to God that we've got that we have resolution for the children's sake, for the sake of the children, and for and justice for the sake of our country. I really do.
It really is over the top. I just can't believe it. And again, we have Eric Prince saying he has high level sources that Hillary was going to the pedophile island and that the NYPD was about to release it. That's exactly the intel you had. That's exactly what you said 2 days ago, and here it is. You know.
And I want to thank you, Alex, for all the work you do. Again, I'm not blowing smoke. Thank you so much for everything you've done. You're a great patriot. You're a great American. And without you, I don't think any of this would have happened.
Well, Doug, it's all of us together. Doug, God bless you, my friend. Thank you. Please join us over the weekend. I'm doing a special show tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. I'm back Sunday, too. We're going to be on the air all the time, 52 hours starting on Monday. Thank you. And thank the audience. God bless you. I mean, just thank God we're not, weren't brought up to, like, torture children. I'm just, thank God I'm not like this. And I've never been some Mr. Goody Two-Shoe, but man, I mean, give me a break.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
The launch is turning, but
great. Vote like the world depends on it. Infowars.com, broadcasting worldwide. Look, it's very simple. I had studied history, and I understood they were building a corporate, private world government that was anti-freedom. This freedom competes with their system. So I began to try to build an organization to resist them. I figured I would cover these issues, and other people would be concerned, and they would go and build other organizations to resist it, and then we would win that way. I didn't think like I'd end up being one of the main players in it, but that doesn't matter now. The globalists are in trouble, and they've tried to hire a bunch of psychopaths and crazy people like Hillary Clinton to carry out their operations. But as the people in their own system learn just how evil it is, and just as we get closer to it being completed and world governments being announced and families are bad and guns are bad and humans are bad, and you can't have a car, but the elite can all be filthy rich off your back. Everybody's going, you know, this system sucks. And then they got all this NSA technology. All these arrogant politicians are doing satanic rituals and dealing drugs and hurting kids and doing all this crazy stuff. And they think because they have top-down control, their own minions aren't going to go, you're doing rituals with little kids? What the? We're not going to be part of this. And that's why this is all blown up in their face. Now, Roger Stone just got off the road. He's joining us. You've got Associated Press and others saying ISIS, Al-Qaeda attacks in Texas, New York, and other battleground states. Because they're saying Texas is a battleground now with their propaganda. They're saying all this huge news is coming out, more WikiLeaks, the latest WikiLeaks, New York City with the campaign head hanging out with this woman that's like this coven leader of hardcore Aleister Crowley black magic with mixing bodily fluids and drinking them and talking about child sacrifice and then hooked into all this other weird stuff. This is the most, I keep saying every week now, the most viral thing we've ever done. This is the most viral. Stuff is so viral right now, it's just crazy. We're 4 days out. All there is Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 3 days, folks, and change. And we're into the election day, 3.5 days. So we're sitting here. We've been trying to get Trump to win. We've been exposing the globalists. Trump is ahead in all these different battleground states, even with oversampling. But now, what happens? What will Soros do if Trump wins? Will they activate rioters? Or if Trump loses, will they false flag and blame it on us and say we blew something up because Trump lost? I mean, we're now down to the wire. We've been trying to get Trump to win. We've been trying to expose globalism. But now, Roger Stone, we've now basically, we're T-minus zero. We're now ignition, prepare, liftoff, launch, launch, Cape Canaveral. I mean, they have ignited, you know, they do those big Saturn launches or launches of the space shuttle, you know, they first ignite these big torches. So when they let that fuel out of the engines, it's on. They are now igniting the primary ignition. And so, essentially, we're here. D-Day's here. Crossroads is here. History's happening. And Assange linked to We Are Change, which is a citizen activist news group, does some good work. They linked to that this morning. We added it to our article, and them pointing out this could be connected to smuggling kids out for human sacrifice. Why would Julian Assange put out a report of Satanism by Podesta and a menu of bodily fluids to enjoy at the ritual with all these, you know, the orgy? Well, that's admitted. Why would they do that, and then they link to something we were already looking at, but I'm not going to put that out. I mean, but now I will, because, I mean, WikiLeaks is saying, look at this. And then I'm told by NYPD, FBI sources, confirmed before Breitbart even had it 2 days, that it's going to be Pedophile Island, all of it, and worse than we thought. I mean, Roger, this is turning into a frickin' nightmare.
Well, a nightmare for Hillary Clinton and her clique, no question about it. I liken the 650,000 emails in the Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner trove to be like the Watergate tapes. These are indelible.
Except Richard Nixon wasn't having satanic rituals.
Well, obviously the crimes are pale in comparison to what Nixon was ultimately went down for, which, to remind you, was dirty tricks in connection with the 1972 election. No, I think my sources for several days have now told me that the criminal charges that will ultimately flow from this catch of information include corruption, treason, sexual exploitation of children.
Wow.
Pay for play. I mean, this is the whole Magilla. Because of the role of the NYPD, there is now zero chance that the Department of Justice or a faction of the FBI working with the Central Intelligence Agency can contain this. It cannot be covered up.
Just like the UN's trying to take them over, it's the local cops again that save the day.
Because they began looking at the potential sex crimes of Anthony Weiner, they came in contact with an enormous catch of information that is going to ultimately bring Hillary Clinton and the circle around her down.
Well, Roger, you don't mince words, but you never exaggerate. You're a big New York insider. You know everybody. You're a who's who. Friends with Trump 40 years. We're going to skip this break and give you the floor. You've never dropped such bombshells. You sound so confident. Tell us about what your sources said and kind of fill in what you just talked about, because that is so huge, and that's exactly what I'm getting from my sources.
Well, there's several things going on afoot here today. I'm sure you have read that an anonymous tipster told the FBI of the existence of these records. I believe that I had lunch with that tipster today, and I believe his name will become public very shortly. This is someone who worked as an asset for the Central Intelligence Agency, but who can outline the epic struggle between the Department of Justice and the Eastern District of New York to contain the Clintons' various scandals. These include shaking down Serbia. We made them pay for a meeting with Barack Obama. There may have been instances where foreign powers and entities hostile to the United States paid the Clintons to be able to examine classified.
I was about to say, they keep claiming Trump's with the Russians. Even the Inquirer is now saying it's actually coming out. It's Russians paying Hillary.
Yeah, this has always been this mirror image world in which everything they do, they turn around and accuse Trump of. So I also believe that there will be a trove of Benghazi-related documents that will come out of the Eastern District and the Justice Department there, out of the criminal investigation into what was really happening in Benghazi, that will shed entirely new light on that.
Wow.
Scandal.
So bottom line, there's a war within the government. The Patriots are winning right now. How does Hillary strike back?
Well, there's two questions. First of all, does all of this manifest itself quickly enough to impact an election in 3 days? Or does she manage to squeeze by? Or does she manage to steal it? The ferocity with which the Democrats are suing Donald Trump and I in the federal courts, now resorting to the use of fabricated evidence, things that I have never posted or said are attributed to me. Motives are being attributed to me that are completely inconsistent with the conduct of an exit poll. In an exit poll, you only speak to people after they have voted. So how can they be intimidated when they've already voted? The whole thing's an absurdity.
You're absolutely right, Roger.
And one has to presume that the purpose of the lawsuits are not only for publicity, but also because the Democrats morbidly fear an honest election. They don't want an exit poll that allows you to compare exit poll results with actual machine results, because they're concerned that there will be a substantial discrepancy. That's why I believe that the Soros crowd, particularly with his investment in voting machines in 16 states, They are now committed to stealing this election, if that's what it takes.
Well, Roger Stone, they're certainly bold. Again, some of the other big WikiLeaks that are coming out. There's Newsweek. Trump and Stone sued in four battleground states for alleged voter intimidation efforts. So they claim there's no election fraud problems, but I saw AP this morning saying feds girt for massive election outages and crises. They just say the machines are breaking now. So the feds are going to be crawling around like army ants all over the election with UN and EU inspectors. But don't worry. The only threat is Roger Stone and Donald Trump.
Yeah, look, there's not going to be anything untoward about our conduct on Election Day. All we're asking for is an honest election. All we would like to see is that the U.S. election held next Tuesday adhere to the federal standards used by Hillary Clinton's State Department, that there can be no greater than a 2% deviance between the actual results at the polls, as reported, and the exit polls. That's the policy that our State Department uses in judging the integrity of a foreign election. And that's all we're asking for here.
Sure, so let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this question, Roger Stone. Obviously, you said this a week ago, I believe you. They're out of ammo. No more made-up fake controversies. But I mean, could they have something up their sleeve?
Election theft or some kind of false flag, you know, attack on American interests someplace. I think that's what we're down to. Look, they had two whole cards. One was the phony rape lawsuit against Donald Trump. Completely bogus. The idea that he raped some 13-year-old whose name has never been revealed in court or publicly.
And has now been dropped again.
And it's now been collapsed because they couldn't get whoever their stooge was to stand up and say that. This was completely false. That has collapsed. Then there's Donald Trump's secret Russian computer server. The New York Times debunked that. Yeah, they're out of cards. And the fuse is lit on their criminal indictment and prosecution. So there's no good ending here for Hillary Clinton, regardless of the outcome of the election. The cover-up will no longer hold. Everything is out here, and it's far worse, as you point out, than we ever thought.
Look, we're libertines, but we're not hurting anybody. I don't claim to be some big Pharisee, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, out policing everybody. But I quite frankly lead a pretty staid life, but I'm out here policing people. But you get into all this weird devil worship stuff and all my other guests that have confirmed it, and Hillary into all this weird crap and Epstein and sex slaves, and then now Breitbart's got witnesses in the NYPD confirming what my witnesses were saying, and Eric Prince is involved, heavily involved in black ops, saying absolutely the Clintons are trafficking kids. Prince wouldn't come out and say that unless he thought the whole country was on the line. And obviously it's true. Who the hell are these people? Who does this kind of crap? I know you've lived in New York a long time, but man, I tell you, I only ran into Satanism when I was in high school in Dallas. High-level rich people were involved. I never got into it, but I knew it was there because I ran into it a couple times. Never ran into it again. What's going on in New York? I mean, you know what's going on in New York. Did you ever get wind of actual Satanism?
Well, when I wrote my book on the Bush crime family, and I had to obviously cover some of the scandals in the Midwest, in Nebraska, that touched on the subject.
Oh, yeah, Omaha.
I first became familiar with it. Yes, Alex, I think among the super elite, there has always been an interest in pedophilia. It is more widespread than perhaps people know. I think it's particularly widespread in Europe and in the UK. And it's very clear that this fellow Epstein was trafficking young men and young women to super elites, many of whose names you would recognize, at least one former Democratic U.S. senator, at least one former Democratic governor, a couple cabinet officers, some athletes, some scientists, some bankers, some extremely well-known, you know, A-list celebrity types. I think if the average American knew how much of this existed, they would be revolted. Like you, I'm a libertine. I make no bones about it. But sex with children, that's disgusting. And anybody who is...
Yeah, I mean, I'm against sex with children, rape of women, anything exploitive. And I'm so sick of hearing how I'm a homophobe.
Anything non-consensual.
Exactly. I don't care. I don't get into all this stuff. And they claim, because I don't like Hillary, I'm this homophobe. They're the ones funding ISIS to throw gays off buildings. And then you keep running into just all their sordid behavior. I mean, how bad is this woman?
Intrinsically evil. Just intrinsically evil. A terrific piece in today's New York Daily News, a paper that has been very, very critical of Donald Trump. And frankly has been vicious to him, but an excellent piece there by Lisa Schifrin in which she discusses the multiple personalities of Hillary Clinton. The woman you see on television, that's not Hillary. The real Hillary is a vicious, angry, abusive, foul-mouthed, short-tempered megalomaniac. She's unhinged. She's unbalanced. She's a screamer, from what I understand. She likes to throw things at people, including her husband.
Sure, we've got it on screen, and let me raise this now. Satanism and the occult is just an ancient form of mind control, and if anybody's a Manchurian candidate and has this weird background with her dad, Hillary acts like somebody who's been programmed, and it's wearing out. And now you have New York Daily News, a huge Democrat outfit, basically saying she has multiple personalities. I've told people privately that if anybody's a Manchurian candidate programmed by somebody, I think it's Hillary.
Well, that's a real possibility. This is unlike any election or any electoral experience that I have had. And now the real question, Alex, is what is the impact of what we already know in 3 days? Does this all manifest itself prior to Election Day, or is the real impact after Election Day?
And that's my next question. That's my next question. Assange, who I now know is a genius, and I apologize for attacking him. I was up, 20 hours doing a live thing in the middle of the night. He didn't release the info. I felt, bad about it. I got mad. I apologize. Okay, and I'll admit it when I'm wrong. I'm really wrong. He's a genius. This drip. As he said, oh, don't worry. It goes after, because he doesn't want to bring this out and hurt everybody. But if we elect her or put her in, then he's going to release stuff 10 times worse than the devil worship. And so it's pure genius, and so that's the issue. What's coming next?
And there's no way of any of us knowing. And, of course, if I even intimated that I might know, then people would immediately assume that I'm a Russian agent and that he confides everything in me that he plans to do, an absurdity. In any event, I am headed down your way. I will be in Texas Monday. And I know that we will talk over the weekend. This is literally hour to hour. We are getting new information every hour.
We're on tomorrow. I'm going to do a special 6 to 8 p.m. transmission, Infowars.com/show. We're going to tweet that out for everybody. Special Saturday night show. So if you want to pop in, we'll have you, Roger. Thank you for everything. But, I got to tell you, who could get sick of Marilyn Monroe and cheese enchiladas? I mean, why are these guys and gals, I guess they're just evil. I guess it's just the power to do something, that nobody else does. I mean, is that it?
It's elite deviance. There's a certain subset of people in the country so powerful, so wealthy, so connected, they can do whatever they want. And the law, up till now, has not applied to them. That's about to change.
I think it's all coming to an end. Final question. I got to go. We got 1 minute left anyways. Am I wrong? I mean, he's ahead in all the battleground states, even in polls that oversample, and it looks like landslide for Trump.
As Ronald Reagan would say, I am cautiously optimistic.
Bigger win than Reagan had, or will they steal it even if he, maybe give her all 50 states? Hell.
I am cautiously optimistic.
And Trump's in good spirits.
In excellent spirits. Never heard him happier.
All right, Roger Stone, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, my friend.
Many thanks.
Now, we'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., but I'm coming up here, and the crew's going to be here, and I'm going to be on tomorrow. 6 to 8 p.m. I figure by then we'll have most of the news of the day. We'll be able to cover it all. I went total with this devil worship stuff because, I already saw it this morning. Everybody's like, whoa, this is what Alex Jones says, and now there it is. Well, it's the reality. I just go where it is. If you got Secret Service and FBI saying, she smells like hell. She flops around the ground, acts like a demon. She freaks out. She hisses. Linda Blair, the exorcist. And then you got the New York Daily News saying she acts like Linda Blair. She freaks, in another voice, I'll kill you and I need to. This is everyone's, whoa. She'll start attacking the Secret Service, foaming at the mouth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The Ben Hillary Clinton are erecting a demon.
She's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State. And
so Alex Jones is not the only one that thinks Hillary Clinton is a demon. And now we have Marina Abramovich emailing John and Tony Podesta talking about spirit dinners. Who is Marina Abramovich? A performance artist who focuses on pain, blood, and physical limits of the body. Some of her performances have included communist stars, near death experiences, playing with skeletons, cutting her neck, and sex. What is a spirit dinner? A ritual dinner where blood, semen, and breast milk are painted on the wall. These are the type of things intellectuals like Lady Gaga are interested in.
Marina Abramovich in New York.
I was just speaking about her today. I am obsessed with this woman.
So we have emails coming out of the Clinton camp now talking about satanic occult dinners. You're with her. This is Owen Troyer from Infowars.com.
I'll tell you a couple of stories about fraud. The Bohemian Club. Did you say the Bohemian Club? That's where all those rich Republicans go up and stand naked against redwood trees, right? Been to the Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. Get some fresh air.
I know nothing about the Bohemian Grove with Bill. I know about once a month Hillary would go out to Los Angeles. And she did it so regular that it became a bit of an issue trying to, why is she always going? Bill told me that she was going out there, she and a group of women, and she would be a part of a witch's church. And, man, when Bill told me that, you could have hit me with a baseball bat. I tried to point out to him. He realized what had happened if that got out. Of course, my job is to make sure it didn't get out. Now, I don't know today if Hillary still partakes in the witch ritual. I don't know that I even know what the ritual was. But for the better part of many years, Hillary would go quite often, whether it was regularly once a month or maybe once every couple of months. She would go out on a weekend simply to be a part of it.
All right, folks, we are back live. I want to take a few phone calls. We had some phone trouble with Pachanik. He's having to reschedule to tomorrow or Sunday. Weird stuff going on with Roger's phone as well, but we got him on. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m., then Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'll be filing reports live throughout the day as things unfold. I've known for a long time from sources what the Clintons are into and a bunch of other people are into, and basically, if you can imagine it, they're into it. Let me tell you something. It takes a lot of will to steal almost all the money from, say, the Haitians, and to advertise yourself as the folks that are taking the money to help them and then steal it. Let me tell you something. Every child that died, the UN poisoned the water supply, killed 10,000 kids. Chelsea saying to her mom and dad, why are you doing this? You're killing people. Because Chelsea hadn't been brought into all this stuff because she's Webster Hubble's daughter. She doesn't really have it in her. I'm not saying she's perfect. But Chelsea obviously has somewhat of a soul left. You don't steal from kids that have a soul. And when you do stuff like that, it turns you over to evil. And you can see that Hillary is turned over to evil. So we should all just thank God we're not with her. And I didn't realize throughout the broadcast the last few days I've been saying, thank God I'm not with her. Thank God we're not with them. And I wasn't thinking that as like a deliberate pun on I'm with her. It's like, in fact, I'm always saying, thank God we're not them. Thank God we're not with these people. Because I'm not perfect, but man, let me tell you something. Grabbing kids out of their backyards in my ball of wax. And let me tell you, that's what they're into. I don't care what they do to me at this point or anything else. All that matters is they get stopped. And see, that's why they say I got this dark heart. Because they're spiritual. They're tuned into the whole spiritual internet of things. The sixth sense. And they know I'm like a big giant flamethrower to burn their house down. I don't care. I'm a machine. Coming after them. A force of nature. And so are you. I don't like that. I'm not some three-year-old they got in some dungeon. They caught all these globalists, top judges in Europe, little kids in these dungeons. I mean, you can look it up, man. It's crazy. They've caught Rothschild castles with a woman escapes when he's like 85 pounds and the police get there, there's all these other women locked up in dungeons and dead, and then nothing happens. I mean, that was in, what's crazy is it comes out like in the Times of London. That was like 16 years ago I covered that Burgundy deal. And they dig up all these dead bodies of kids and women with their hearts chopped out, Jimmy Savile and the top BBC people raping little kids, slitting their throats. They lay plastic out in the Prime Minister's office, and they march these little kids in. And I was told this, like, 15 years ago by Dave and I. He's on air. He lists the Prime Minister. He lists Jimmy Savile. Pull up Jimmy Savile. One person looks more evil than Hillary because it's hard to look more evil than her. And they lay out clear plastic and the little 8-year-old girl's brought in. And then Savile grabs him by the hair and just double-edged daggers across that throat and blood just spews. And then the Prime Minister masturbates to that. And then it came out the Prime Minister was involved with kids and Savile. And this dungeon, that Prime Minister's dead now. This is from the late 70s. But my God, that's Prince Charles' best friend and the guy that had national security access to the royal family nobody else had, and the guy who did have a sex dungeon, and the guy that did, was caught with little kids, and the guy that ran the national charity for little kids in England, can you imagine being a four-year-old girl in that? If you're a radio listener, you're being spared looking at him. Can you imagine that demon? Not just that photo. Look at every photo. It's like Hillary. You're repulsed. You wouldn't let... You saw him going down the street. You'd go to the other side. About 2 months ago, I was on the hike and bike trail. For security reasons now, I always bring somebody with me, and we're always locked and loaded as well. Quite frankly, I'm not getting into inside baseball, but goes on around here, but it's gotten to be a little bit serious in the ball game at this point. And I'm like 100 yards away, and I saw these really super white-looking people in black. It looks really creepy. I went, man, I got a bad feeling. I could feel them. And as I got up close to them, they all had like pentagram necklaces. They were super white and weak. There was the old woman and the younger woman and the man. They were just like, past me. They were going up the hill. I was going down the hill. And I was like, I sensed them 150 yards away. Like, I was like, phew. Like, the more you get into this stuff, fighting, and you're like, phew. And they were so weak. They think they're powerful. They're totally turned over to evil. And they're like, they're the most pathetic people. But the God of this world wants empty vassals. You look at these New York Times praising this devil worshiper lady and all this today. That's their counter. You know, worship the devil. It's so sexy. It's so trendy. And they're like pathetic. You wouldn't want to hang around with them for anything. It just makes me thank God I'm not with her. And what they don't even understand is they think they're given all this advanced knowledge because they're into Satanism. And if you were actually fighting evil and involved, if you're unconscious, you don't have any knowledge at all. But if you're conscious and fighting evil, then the level of knowledge opens up to where you can't believe what you've got. The God's not going to give these people that knowledge. Again, fallen evil is looking for empty vessels like this because it'll do. I mean, who wants to go to a party and drink blood semen? Podesta. I want to go to a party and eat some chicken tacos and drink a beer and have a fun, tell jokes. Never gets old. Just like going after you never gets old. You know, I've had one time I stepped on a nail, went right through my foot when I was about 11. I wasn't the type to go to doctors. I didn't complain to mommy and daddy. And it swelled up about a week and a half later, this big, giant pustule. And, you know, I wasn't into pain and blood, but I, with a bunch of alcohol and stuff, I was like a 10 or 11. I didn't want to go to the doctor. I heated it up with a lighter. I put alcohol in, and I just jabbed that sucker in there, and it felt so good. It hurt so good. All that pus came out. And I wasn't into pus. I wasn't into blood. My instincts knew from all my ancestors, before there were doctors, what I should do about that. And you know what? It got all better on its own. A little bit of plantar wart later, the doctor had to remove, but I knocked it out. Swelled overnight. I'm sitting there about to go to school. I'm not going to bench and go to the doctor. I'm going to heat this up, get this pus out. And so I don't take pleasure stomping these people down, but it's like lancing a pus-filled wound. And so that's where I stand with Hillary and the rest of them, is that you are the pus-filled wound, and you will be removed. You know, I read about this particular lady and others, how these billionaires will pay tens of millions for one of their pieces of art, and they admit it's a sacrament. It won't go to homeless kids. They want to spend a bunch of money on something evil and worthless and ugly because it's part of the denigration of humanity that's even going on. It's a sin against God. It's a sin against common sense. It's something unnatural because God controls everything good and everything bad to a great extent, but lets evil have free will. So they think doing something totally abomination, something totally abominable, is like some new invention. Like a person that has dementia writing on the walls with their feces. And that's what you've got, is spiritual dementia. You're not some big great artist. You're not some big great mind. There's a reason whatever interdimensional stuff you're tuned into is so low and dumb. All it wants to do is roll around in blood and piss on itself. Oh, wow, that's so advanced. I'm so impressed. Wow, you're so incredible. You're so angelic. It just wants to kill you, Hillary. And it already killed your soul, your mind, your future. It's going to get your body. Same thing with your witch friend and Podesta. I mean, you're losers. Up there trying to show everyone how powerful you are because you're willing to run around and do horrible things no one else will do. Little newsflash. We don't do those things because they're not good. There's no point to them. But there is a place in the universe, I guess, for this type of energy, and that's who these folks have sold out to. Let's just hope and pray that we stop them before they turn this planet into another molten dead zone. Like, believe me, this whatever's in these people ain't of this world, as the Bible says, and it's done it before. So God promises us it's before everybody's dead, they'll be stopped. And so we may not stop them now, but what we're doing will cause the waves in the pond throughout eternity and time that will change the outcome for these folks. And it's our opposition to these literal devil-worshipping, demon-possessed entities. It is our resistance to them that elevates us and forces us to transcend. And so that's why God allows us to exist. So that we can really get a bird's eye view on where evil leads. Because you got to actually experience it. You can't for eternity, as new souls, new creatures, new free entities God's created, just sit here and be told about evil. You have to experience it at point blank range. You have to live it. You have to see it. You have to breathe it. You have to be tortured by it so that you will always have a spiritual memory of just how nasty this is, so that you've chosen which side you want to be on. Not with her. Never with this. Never, never, never with these people. Forever. All that matters is we're not with her. That's why she says, with her, with her, with the harlot, with the death, with the pain, with the failure, with the ugliness, with Satan, with her, with her, with her. No, not with you. Never. Take me to the corner of the universe, the furthest away from you. And we will be away from them. But first we have to experience it. It's just very sad, the children that they target. The free, open soul with all the potential in the universe in it. The seed that God created before it's been corrupted in the world, attacking like piranha at the gift that Christ has given us. But it will be Jesus Christ. Make no mistake, these whore-run globalist churches are the seat of Satan. But let me tell you, they hate the name Jesus Christ. They hate the name of God. They hate that because it's real. And because they know Christ came to set the captives free. It's Jesus Christ is the fortress, the strength, the weapons to defeat the enemy. And the enemy will be brought low. Make no mistake, the enemy knows their time is short. They can feel it all draining away from them right now. And they can feel the furnace of hell preparing like giant jaws to take them into the womb that they've always dreamed of. That's why they try to act like they love it. They're getting power from it because they're so afraid of it. God's just. Hell is being in eternity with Hillary Clinton and Podesta and this woman. I'm going to go to break, come back and hit some other news. And then, of course, Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm going to follow more videos. Epic stuff is going on, undoubtedly, here to cover. But we're not designed to go nonstop hour after hour, so I've got to cut back here. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this broadcast possible. HarvestRight has amazing freeze-drying systems. I keep saying another term for it, but it's freeze-drying. It's not dehydrator. They have invented a home freeze dryer that will help you and your family prepare and preserve food you want. For those of you who don't know what freeze drying is the best and easiest way to preserve food for the long term and short term use. With this home freeze dryer, you can now preserve the food your family actually loves to eat. Everything from garden produce to meats, cheeses, to your very own homemade meals. Freeze drying locks in all the nutrition for your food, unlike canning or dehydrating, and it can last 25 years without any preservatives while retaining the texture, taste, flavor, everything else from when it's fresh. We live in uncertain times, to say the least. Having a freeze dryer is the best investment you can make to make sure you and your family are prepared. HarvestRight.com. Visit HarvestRight.com or call 800-594-4635 today. That's HarvestRight.com or call 800-594-4635. And that's something great to have. I mean, look, just getting non-GMO heirloom seeds with the widest selection, InfoWarsStore.com, and just the ritual of life and just tilling soil and planting crops and just doing something regenerative and good takes you closer to God, not these churches. I mean, just do the ritual of planting crops, folks, and you begin to pull yourself away because they only kill.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Every morning.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. Let's hear a little bit more of this. John. I'll add a few final stories. I'm going to shoot a bunch for Nightly News tonight.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all. He just said hi to Big John. Some Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana
man.
Promise land, Big John.
Good music there.
Big John.
The bottom of that mine lays one hell of a man.
Big Bad John.
All right.
Big John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, said John.
Folks, I can tell you this right now. I can feel it energetically. The next 3 days is going to be really serious. And then Monday and Tuesday, and God knows what Hillary's going to pull. I mean, Hillary's gone right now. She can barely walk around without her handlers giving him programming terms. I haven't ever told Roger Stone my theory, because they call me a conspiracy theorist, even though 95% of what we cover is admitted fact. But if anybody fits the mold of MK Ultra classic mind control that was going around when Hillary Clinton was born, it's Hillary Clinton. She acts like a programmed individual. And there have been people that have been programmed individuals that have reportedly been abused, like Kathy O'Brien, by Hillary. And they've said they think she might be programmed. And these are declassified programs using electroshock, different drugs, you name it. Hillary fits all the basic MOs of that. All I know is she's evil. And that's who they want to put in charge, is somebody they've got so blackmailed that if you ever bring them down, it just doesn't bring down the person. It brings down the country. The problem is the globalists have now gotten the step of bringing down the country. And so now I can see the master work that's been done, and I'll admit that. I think I'm going to shoot a video after the show, actually. This is so big, I shouldn't just throw it out here at the end. But my problem is there's two ways to do this. I can sit back and calculate everything I do and then only do a very little bit. Or I can go with my gut, the research, and what's right, and dominate, because there's a lot of media and a lot of stuff happening, and I've got to do a lot to be able to even counter it. I think I've gone the right way. But when I attacked Assange and others for not releasing more earlier, I was wrong. Whoever's advising Assange is a lot smarter than I am, because let me tell you something. I can now see what they did, and it's a piece of handiwork, because it had to be the Democrats defending it and the MSM. And then the Patriots and others exposing it so that when they defend it, try to cover it up, and it finally comes out, America doesn't get the blame, because that was a plan down the road. America wasn't involved in this. It had to be where they had to defend it all, and they first gave them weak stuff so they defend it and get caught on the line and defend until, with successive approximation and titration, they will accept the entire thing and defend even the ritual murder of small children. So my hat's off to Julian Assange and everybody else. You are smarter than I am, and that is something to behold. So my hat's off. And I'm just glad I can be here like a bull in a china shop trying to get the information out. But we're out of time. Nightly News 9, 7 o'clock. More reports at InfoWars.com. Every hour is like a month right now. Every week's like a year. This is a critical time. Get the word out. Spread the links. InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCN Live.
6 to 8. Live transmission. InfoWars.com. Follow feeds.